live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Pauline Griffith is the fostering manager in the Eastern Region for St Christopher's Fellowship. I spoke to Pauline yesterday, and before we talked about fostering, I asked her to give us an idea of the range of work that St Christopher's Fellowship does.
St Christopher's Fellowship was founded in 1870, and it's provided care to vulnerable children and young people for over 140 years now.
Wow.
We're a registered charity and also a social housing provider. So we offer a range of services, which includes residential care, fostering, supported housing, and leaving care support.
Oh, so you do a whole range of things. Now, you're the fostering manager for the Eastern Region, and you were just saying to me that you've only took up the job in January, and of course we've been in lockdown for all this time, so it must have been a very strange start to a new job. But what is fostering, and what do foster carers do?
So fostering is basically where we have a number of vulnerable children who have had pretty much a difficult start in their life, and for whatever reason they're not able to remain at home living with their birth families. So fostering is about offering a home to these children with foster carers who are, you could say they're substitute families, but they're families that will look after these children during these difficult times when their own families aren't able to do that.
And so they were just basically, like you said, they're sort of substitute parents in the sense that they, you know, provide a warm and supportive home while they carry on with their normal life, like, well, in the olden days, going to school, but now that's back again, I guess, and yeah, things like that.
Yes, that's right. So, I mean, what carers do is that they do offer this loving and safe and supportive home to these vulnerable children. And what foster carers want to do is to support these children in their education. They want to ensure these children have healthy lives, that they are in good health, that they enjoy activities, and that they learn good social skills. And basically, it's about enabling these children to have a better outcome for them as adults.
So what are these young people like? What sort of ages are we talking about?
In reality, St Christopher's, we look at all ages. So you're talking from babies right up to children who are 18. So it's a wide range of young people and children that we look after. But in particular, we find that we need to look at caring for children between the ages of 12 to 16, those young people at that tender age when they're going to school and it's all about GCSEs and trying to think about their futures. And it's those kind of crucial teenage years that we find we get a lot of referrals for children. And that's the area that we're looking to concentrate on within the Cambridge area.
That's great. So who can foster? I mean, is there a sort of a typical foster person, or, you know, what sort of things do you need or don't need, shall we say?
Well, actually, anybody can foster. Essentially, what we want is we want people from a wide range of backgrounds and cultures, from all walks of life, and it needs to be people who have the time to care for a child or young person. So we're looking for warmth and patience and understanding and a real commitment to achieving the best outcomes for children. So you don't have to be somebody who is in a relationship. You can be a single carer, you can be a married carer, you can be in a same-sex relationship. We're looking at everyone who has the ability to look after these children.
Now, when you say look after, though, they can still be going to work because these children will be at school and things, won't they? So it's, yes, not they have to be at home worker necessarily.
No, they don't have to. You can foster and continue to work. We don't expect our carers to give up work. And what we say to our carers is that providing you can balance your work life between catering to the needs of these children, then there's no real need for you to give up work. It's something you can do together. We find a lot of our carers do combine the two quite well. They can be flexible at work, they can have flexible hours at work, and then at the same time be available to meet the needs of these children.
And typically, how long would a foster child stay with you, or is there no kind of typical time?
It really does vary, because it depends on a child's care plan. So each child has their own individual care plan, and when they come into a new foster family, we look at what that plan is for the child, and then we work out how long that child will be with that family. So that child could be in that family for perhaps in an emergency, just for a couple of days or even a couple of weeks. Or it might be that child's there for a longer time and might be there right up until that child's 18. So it really does depend on the nature of that child's particular plan.
All right. And what support is there available for someone that might be interested in taking on fostering, and how would you go about it?
At St Chris, we offer you 24-hour, round-the-clock support. So what that means is that you will be allocated a social worker, and that social worker will be somebody that you'll get to know. They'll come and meet you and the family and the foster child, and they'll get to know you as a family. You build up a trusting relationship with that social worker, who will be able to know what's happening in your family, the dynamics of your family, and also what's happening with that child. So you have a dedicated person who is looking after you and your family. In addition to that, we have what's called support workers, who then are workers who go into the families, and they can, for example, if a carer needs a break for the day or needs to be somewhere or at a meeting, then that support worker can come in and take the child out and do stuff with the child, or stay at home and do stuff indoors. So they can do that. That's what a support worker would do. We also offer carers therapeutic support. We have our own therapists at St Christopher's, and they can help carers who work with the more complicated children who might have more complex needs, and that support is there for our carers, for them to be able to have a sounding out place.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be left on your own to deal with all these things. You've got a lot of backup support. And are there any financial help with being a foster as well?
Yes, you have what's called a fostering allowance, and that allowance is paid to foster carers, and what it covers is the day-to-day daily needs of a child, but it's also some income for you as a foster carer. And that fostering allowance really depends on the nature of the child you're looking after. So for if you are looking after a baby, then the allowance may not be as great as it would be for a teenager, if you're looking after somebody who, say, was 15 and had lots of needs. So the allowance is there to enable carers to get resources they need when they're looking after a child. They might have to pay for activities, all those essentials that you would need when you're looking after a child. So the allowance covers that for our carers.
Oh, that sounds great. So if you were interested, what requirements would you actually need sort of physically at home?
So we need our carers to have a room that's not being used at all by anybody in the house. So it's a completely spare room that you've got free that you can offer for a child. And you would need some experience with children through either work or through raising your own child. That doesn't mean if you don't have children that you can't apply to foster, because you can, because you might have experience of working with your nieces or nephews or other children. So
it's very open to ideas, isn't it? Yeah.
And of course, we want our carers to have dedication and passion and basically the time to care for a child.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Thank you ever so much for that, Pauline. It's really interesting. And I really hope some people come forward and help fostering. Now, if they want to, if they're just interested and they're just starting on this journey, how should they get in contact with you, or who should they get in contact with?
We have a dedicated number that anyone can ring, and that's 0800 234 6282. If you call that number, you will speak to our recruitment lady. Her name is Michelle, and she will speak to you initially, have a call, talk to you about why you want to foster, fill in a few details, and then after that she will pass you on to a member of the team, and then we'll go through and talk to you more. There'll be a what's called an assessment, and the process takes about 5 to 6 months.
Yeah, so it's not a quick thing. It's yeah,
we have to do. After that time, you would be approved as a foster carer for St Christopher's. You can also get us on our website, which is stchrist.org.uk.
You can, so it's just Saint, but ST for Saint, is it?
Yeah.
stchrist.org. Oh, that's very easy, isn't it? Yeah.
And you can just ring us for a chat, even if you're not sure what you want to do, or if this is something you want to do, just give us a chat and we can speak to you, and you can make a decision about whether this is something you want to progress.
That's great. So therefore, people don't have to be worried if they're going to come and chat to you that they're going to suddenly be signed up for something they're not sure about. So it's a good idea to get a feel for it.
We want you to want to do this. Can I just say, fostering is rewarding, but it can also be challenging.
Yeah.
But the real difference is where, for our children, they come home from school one day and they say to their foster carer, do you know what, I had a really good day at school today. Now, that might seem something minor, but for our children, that's a huge step and makes all the difference.
Oh, that's great. Thank you ever so much for your time, Pauline, telling us all about the work of St Christopher's Fellowship in regards to fostering, and I hope lots of people come forward.
Okay, thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.